This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I mention constantly, I am a gigantic, raving fan of children's literature. And one of my favorite writers of children's literature is that master, Laura Ingalls Wilder. I cannot even count how many times I've read the Little House books. And yes, I've also read Prairie Girl and the letters of Laura Ingalls Wilder, and I am dying to get my hands on the new book, Prairie Fires. And when I was working on my book, Happier at Home, I realized, kind of at the end, that Laura Ingalls Wilder is one of the greatest writers about the idea of home. And the end of the book, Little House in the Big Woods, inspired the end of my book, Happier at Home. So here's a quotation from the end of Happier at Home, because I have to say, of everything I've ever written in my whole life, it's one of my very favorite things. And it includes a quotation. It's the very last passage from Little House in the Big Woods. Just to hear the words Little House in the Big Woods gave me an overwhelming sense of childhood, of coziness, of the smallness of our lives in the vast forest. Once upon a time, more than a century ago, there stood one little house in the big woods with pumpkins in the attic and a china shepherdess on the mantelpiece. And to the girl who lived there, it was the whole world. And I thought once again of a passage I had read countless times, of the sleepy reflections of five-year-old Laura on the final page of Little House in the Big Woods. When the fiddle had stopped singing, Laura called out softly, "What are days of old Lang Syne, Pa?" "They are the days of a long time ago, Laura," Pa said. "Go to sleep now." But Laura lay awake a little while, listening to Pa's fiddle softly playing and to the lonely sound of the wind in the big woods. She looked at Pa sitting on the bench by the hearth, the firelight gleaming on his brown hair and beard and glistening on the honey brown fiddle. She looked at Ma, gently rocking and knitting. She thought to herself, "This is now." She was glad that the cozy house and Pa and Ma and the firelight and the music were now. They could not be forgotten, she thought, because now is now. It can never be a long time ago. As I walked up the steps to my building on that spring afternoon and looked up at the windows of my little apartment in the big city, I reminded myself, now is now. And I know what the child Laura did not know. Now is now, and now is already a long time ago. If you'd like to read the whole book of Happier at Home, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I have to say, of all my books, Elizabeth says this is her favorite. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.